Welcome to 20's Toolbox here on WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Grace Mansfield. In this holiday season, and as we approach the new year, it's the perfect time to start putting all the advice you've heard on the show into action. Over the past few months, I've asked each of my guests, what is the best advice you would give to someone in their 20s? And tonight, I'm excited to share their answers with you in this very special episode. As we step into the new year, let's carry with us the goals, habits, and aspirations we want to pursue, and celebrate our achievements as we see our hard work pay off. In the spirit of New Year's resolutions, here's what the guests of 20s Toolbox have to say about navigating life in your 20s. Enjoy, everyone. In November, with the holidays coming up, my conversations focused on how young adults can take care of their mental health. First, I spoke with Wendy Calamar. Wendy is a lifetime resident of the Lehigh Valley and the Associate Dean of Students for Retention and Wellness at DeSales University. In this position, she oversees the health and counseling centers on campus while continuing to counsel a modest caseload of students. Wendy attended Allentown College of St. Francis de Sales in 1994, graduating in 1998 with degrees in psychology and criminal justice. She received her master's in counseling from Kutztown University and is a nationally certified counselor and a licensed professional counselor in the state of Pennsylvania. We talked about how students' mental health can be impacted during the holiday season. We also talked about different and effective coping strategies and what she proposes instead of New Year's resolutions. Wendy, what's the best advice you would give to someone in their 20s?
I mean, yeah, that's a tough, well, it's not a tough one. It's like, you know, there's just a lot to think about. I would say if I was giving advice to someone in their 20s, I work at DeSales University. And so one of our most famous quotes by St. Francis de Sales is be who you are and be that well. The rest of that quote is in order to give honor to the master craftsman whose handiwork you are. And so my advice would center around that and tell the 20-somethings, don't be afraid to demask yourself in situations where you feel like maybe you can't be yourself. Just be open to experiences, be who you are to other people, be authentic, be genuine. When you're not, it catches up with you. And doors will open, and I think opportunities will arise more easily for you if you are able really to truly be your authentic self. Authenticity is tough because we feel like we have to be a certain something to this person or that person or in this situation. But some of the best networking I've done, some of the best opportunities I received was because I just laid myself in front of someone else and didn't pretend to be someone I wasn't. So, you know, use the gifts and talents, if I can say, that God gave you, and, you know, use those gifts, use those talents. Trust, you might not like it, you might be suffering, it might be difficult or challenging, but I promise it gets revealed why you were in that situation. So trust, be authentic, be genuine, and be kind always. Be kind always.
Wendy, thank you for your wisdom and for sharing resources students can use to improve their mental well-being. You shared so many amazing tips, and I know they will resonate with many people. In September, I first welcomed Lindsay Watson, a successful entrepreneur with experience in career coaching.
My next guest tonight is Lindsay Watson, an award-winning entrepreneur and a seasoned professional in human resources, business development, and public speaking. She brings over 19 years of expertise in staffing, recruiting, relationship management, and career coaching.
Our conversation centered on how important it is to work and push for the job you really want. We also talked about how to get the best job, how to be resilient and bounce back from setbacks, networking, and not letting fear get in the way of where you want to be. Lindsay, what's the best advice you would give to someone in their 20s?
Oh, love yourself. Find a way to love yourself. Therapy, new friends, old friends, find a way. Because the best investment you'll ever make truly is in learning to love yourself and be okay in your own skin. It will add so much value to the rest of your lifelong journey, but you got to be intentional, right? It can't be something that if you have time for it, you got to prioritize it. I'm a huge proponent of therapy and having a good social circle, people who can lift you up and not drag you down, but loving yourself, really, truly, genuinely taking the time to invest in that in your 20s. Man, you know how powerful you'd be in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, just so strong and so secure. So that would be my number one wish for everyone.
Lindsay, it was so amazing to have you on the show. Thank you for your wisdom, willingness, and compassion. I appreciate you so much. In October, it was a joint episode topic, community service and volunteering and voting. First, I talked to Karen Smith.
Karen Smith serves as the executive director of the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley. The mission of the center is to enhance nonprofit impact by serving as the community connection that promotes volunteerism and prepares tomorrow's leaders.
We had an incredible conversation centered on how to begin in volunteering and the value of volunteering in your community from a young age. Karen, what's the best advice you could give to someone in their 20s?
Embrace life and go volunteer, because the impact that you'll have is something that may change so much of who you are and what you want to be doing, just to see the value that you can provide. I think people don't sense kind of that value contribution to the level that it should be felt. And I think it can be a game changer for people.
Community service has always had a huge spot in my heart. Karen, talking with you encouraged me to continue going out and serving my community. Thank you for sitting down with me. Hi, everyone. I'm Grace Mansfield, and you're listening to a very special episode of 20s Toolbox. We'll be back soon.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all the programming you hear possible. Becoming a WDIY member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure WDIY will be here for the next person in our community to discover. Make your membership gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 4 or wdiy.org. We couldn't be here without you.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Hi everyone, you're listening to 20s Toolbox here on WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Welcome back to this very special episode of 20s Toolbox. Next, I talked with Olivia Benjamin.
Olivia Benjamin is a passionate advocate for civic engagement and social change. She's currently focused on mobilizing college students to register to vote, ensuring their voices are heard in the democratic process. She has spoken at numerous rallies, inspiring audiences with commitment to activism and community involvement. Additionally, she has collaborated closely with local and national politicians to get them elected, advocating for important issues that resonate with her community. Through advocacy and outreach, Olivia continues to fight for a brighter, more inclusive future.
Olivia, a fellow student and a campaign worker, spoke about what inspired her to get into political campaign work. We also spoke about how we can get the young generation more involved in voting and how important it is to get out the vote. Olivia, what's the best advice you would give to someone in their 20s?
Best advice I would give? Well, I just started out, but I'm having a blast. I think, as corny as it sounds, do not ever give up on what you want to do with your life. I started this year out not knowing, like trying to figure out if I'm going back to college, not knowing really what I'm doing. And now I'm in a job that I absolutely love and would not trade for the world. I met so many wonderful people. And it's just amazing that I didn't think this is where I was going to be at the beginning of the year. And I just can't wait to see what the future holds. And you should be pumped for the new year.
Olivia, the work you are doing is amazing, and I am so excited to see what you do. As a fellow young adult, let's go change the world. In November, my second guest was Dan Kisaki. Dr. Dan Kisaki serves as the Vice President of Mission and Ministry at the University of Scranton. In his position, Dr. Kisaki is responsible for articulating, enhancing, and promoting the university's Catholic and Jesuit identity across all constituencies. He provides leadership and direction for the departments of Campus Ministry, the Jesuit Center, and the Center for Service and Social Justice, while overseeing mission and ministry initiatives for the university community, including students, staff, and faculty. Building off my conversation with Wendy, we spoke about the link between spirituality and mental health, and how things like prayer, silence, meditation, and retreats can help young adults calm their mind. And Dan shared some ways everyone can take a few minutes every day to center themselves. Dan, what's the best advice you would give to someone in their 20s?
Best advice. I would say the best advice is, first of all, to believe in yourself and to remind yourself that you've got this. Because, and I'm just speaking from personal experience here, I'm constantly feeling overwhelmed. And if you can come up with a to-do list on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, annual, however you want to do it, it becomes very manageable to say that you've got this, everything is under control. So along with that is take deep breaths.
Thank you for sitting down with me, Dan. I really appreciate it. The work you do for students at Scranton does not go unnoticed. Finally, I spoke with Kristen Eicholtz.
And tonight I'm talking with Kristen Eicholtz, who is the Dean for Career and Civic Engagement at Moravian University's Center for Career Development. Kristen has a Master of Arts in Student Affairs in Higher Education and 18 plus years of professional experience in career services.
We spoke about how to build an effective resume that truly reflects who you are. We also talked about the importance of networking and how her career journey played out. Kristen, what's the best advice you would give to someone in their 20s?
I've had this conversation when I think about, I work with 20-year-olds. I keep getting older, but I feel like they stay the same. When I think about myself as a 20-year-old, I was very appreciative for not rushing into anything from careers to relationships. Enjoying your 20s is a special time. And unless you've got your high school sweetheart or the person that you know you're meant to be with, and you know that getting married and settling down is the right next move for you, that's great. But if you're feeling those pressures of, I have to be like my friend who's married at 24 and has a kid, I have to be like my friend that has a job at graduation, comparing ourselves is sometimes our own detriment. So my best advice I always give folks in their early, in their middle 20s, is enjoy it. Take the time to do what you love, whether it be a hobby, to travel while you don't have other things holding you down or holding you back. Enjoy it. Embrace the moment, because there'll be time. Your time will come. I was 42 when I got married, and that was my first marriage and my only marriage. I waited, and I was that person that I didn't allow what I was seeing my friends do in their life to stop me from living my life.
Thank you for sharing, Kristen, and for your yes to the show. I am extremely grateful to have had you in the lineup.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been really nice.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm absolutely honored.
Thanks so much, Grace. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Grace. I'm excited to be here with you.
That's a wrap for this month's very special episode of 20s Toolbox. I hope the wisdom shared by all of the incredible guests I've had on this show gives you the inspiration you need as we step into a brand new year. It's not just about the goals we set, but the small, consistent steps we take toward them every day that truly make a difference. As you reflect on the past year and look ahead to 2025, I encourage you to take these pieces of advice with you. Whether it's about building meaningful connections, embracing growth, or simply taking time for yourself. Whatever you decide to focus on, know that this time in our lives is only the beginning of something truly wonderful. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being part of this journey with me. Here's to new beginnings, exciting opportunities, and all the possibilities that the new year holds. I'm Grace Mansfield, and you've been listening to 20s Toolbox on WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Wishing you all an amazing holiday season and a happy new year. See you next time.